USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House of Representatives have impeached President Trump for a second time, approving a charge of incitement of insurrection by a 232-197 vote. 10 Republicans crossed the aisle to vote with all Democrats to approve the articles. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she was signing the articles with a heavy heart.
I sadly am with a heart broken over what this means to our country, of a president who would incite insurrection will sign the engrossment of the article of impeachment.
While voting was taking place, President Trump released a video statement condemning the violence at the Capitol 1 week ago. He said that no real supporter of his would advocate for political violence.
No true supporter of mine could ever endorse political violence. No true supporter of mine could ever disrespect law enforcement or our great American flag.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King-size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
California is expanding its coronavirus vaccination program, adding all residents 65 and older to its list of people who qualify for this phase of vaccination. In his announcement, Governor Gavin Newsom added that California is trying to secure more vaccines, as only 1% of Californians have received the shot. The expansion comes as the state is averaging more than 40,000 new infections a day. Another vaccine is showing promise, as Johnson & Johnson's one-dose shot showed promising results in early-phase trials. In data reported Wednesday in the New England Journal of Medicine, the vaccine appeared to be safe, with immune responses shown in both elderly and younger volunteers. Data from the company's larger Phase 3 trial is expected later this month. A third approved vaccine would be welcoming in bolstering a vaccination operation that many health officials have said has been too slow. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine would simplify some areas of logistics, as only one shot is required, and it doesn't need to be stored at sub-zero temperatures when shipped. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With the House passing articles of impeachment against President Trump on Wednesday, what's next? Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
With the House of Representatives impeaching President Trump for the second time on Wednesday, where do things stand in the Senate? Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie telling ABC's Good Morning America he's not exactly sure how this will go down in the Senate.
Given what I've heard so far, I think it's unlikely, but it's possible. You know, there's certainly a lot of discontent, as was mentioned earlier in your report, in the Republican Party, and a lot of upset over the conduct that's happened over the last 9 weeks, really. We're now talking about since Election Day. And so, you can never, look at it this way. I wouldn't bet it one way or the other, but if you ask me to make a prediction, I would say it's less likely than likely.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And a larger list of upcoming guest hosts for Jeopardy has been announced, a day after Pro Bowl quarterback Aaron Rodgers leaked the news that he would guest host the show. Producers announcing that journalist Katie Couric, actress Mayim Bialik, and 60 Minutes correspondent Bill Whitaker will also hold guest hosting duties, with more names to be announced later in the season. Former champion Ken Jennings is currently guest hosting the show, with his first episodes airing this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.